Class. We are discussing the fifth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. The name of the chapter is Action in Krishna Consciousness, Karma Yoga. And the technical name is Karma Sannyasa Yoga. Karma Sannyasa Yoga. Yesterday we discussed the first section of this chapter, beginning with the question by Arjuna. Out of the two, karma yoga and jnana yoga, which one you think is the best? This was Arjuna's question. Karma Yoga versus Karma Sannyas, which means Jnana Yoga, also it means Sankhya Yoga. Sri Krishna is answering, these are not two different paths leading to two different goals. There are two stages leading to same goal. These both are the two stages leading to the same goal. Only ignorant who are like child consider them separate or different. But wise man knows two stages, not two different paths, two different stages on one path, to the one goal. And we have two good examples given by Srila Prabhupada. Jnana Yoga or Sankhya Yoga means finding the root of the everything. And the root of this whole material existence is Vishnu. That is Sankhya Yoga. And Karma Yoga means doing work, means putting water into the root, or working for the cause of whole universe. That is Supreme Lord. So both are not different because both are focused at the root. Is it okay? The another example Prabhupada has given is in one process, the process of Jnana or Sankhya, there is need of detachment from material world. While in process of Karma Yoga, there is a need of attachment to the interest of Supreme Lord. So detachment from material world and attachment to the Supreme Lord both are the same. Therefore, they are not different paths. They are different stages on the same yoga ladder. They are the different rungs of the same yoga ladder. Is it okay? That's what, in a sense, we discussed yesterday. So which is better of the two? Karma Yoga is better. Why? Why Karma Yoga is better than Jnana Yoga? In Krishna's words, because senses are engaged in positive work of Krishna consciousness, therefore no chance of falling down. It is easy, no risk, easy and safe and sublime. It is easy, safe and sublime. Easy, safe, superior and sublime. While in Jnana Yoga, senses have no engagement. Therefore, possibility of falling down. So it is difficult. Like when we discuss 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. What is the name of 12th chapter of Bhagavad Gita? Bhakti Yoga. Arjuna asked question. Service to you, Sri Krishna, as Shyama Sundar, and meditation on impersonal Brahman, which is best? This is again question asked by Arjuna in 12th chapter. And Krishna will tell there, with faith, anybody who is my devotee, he is the best. Yoga with Maha, as compared to the impersonal meditator. But both will reach to the same goal. And then Krishna said, Klesho adhiktar teshtam. Klesh means difficulties. Troubles are more for the impersonalist. While devotion has a less troubles, are less difficult. So similarly here, the karma yoga has less problem. It is more easy, more safe, and it's better. In 12th chapter, if you open the book, first Arjuna question, and then 5 verses, second Krishna's answer, and then 3 verses describing the impersonal Brahma sadhana, and that is difficult. So it is difficult. Okay? Now, today we are doing this. Yes. Dharambi, what?
It means intelligence and mind.
Exactly, this is what you are saying is opposite. And we have discussed this in chapter 3. Chapter 3, the verse is, open chapter 3, see the verse, last but one. Indra bhyo paro manaha manashto parabudhi buddhistu parasa. Can you mind? Better than dull matter are senses. Better than senses is mind. When higher than mind is intelligent, and higher than intelligent is soul. Is it okay? So what you say is just opposite. Is it right? What it means, same third chapter. When enemy lust is, the sitting place for enemy lust are senses, mind and intelligence. Mana, indriya, buddhi, asya, adhishtana, ucchate. This enemy, calm and crowd, they are in strategic position in the body, in mind, senses and intelligence. But from where to start? Defeating them, indriya, adav, sanyamya, begin with controlling senses. Because senses are in your hands. They are grass and you can control them. Mind, your mind, where is your mind? You don't know. So it is easier to control senses than to control mind. Therefore, it is easy. Mind is higher than senses ultimately. But first regulate the senses, and then Krishna says, after regulating senses, you increase your, as somebody else, you said, increase your determination and willpower, which is coming from the soul. You make your intelligence strong by help from the soul and mercy from super soul. Then you can control the mind and intelligence. intelligence and other things, not by your own self. But with the help of Paramatma's mercy, the mercy of the Supreme Lord, you can achieve that. This was in the third chapter. Is okay? So let us discuss second section of today's this chapter. What is it said? Niskam Karma Yoga with full knowledge and understanding. This is next step we will do today. And then last part we will do. Nishkam Karma Yoga 5-7. Let us read verse 7 of chapter 5. What is this verse? For Krishna, as far as a yogi, yoga yukto. You know yukto word? Yukto means united. You know Krishna and Radha, they are called yugal, yugal sarkar. You know yugal? Yugal means? You have heard what? Word yugal? Radha and Krishna are called yugal. Yugal means they are always united. Yugal. Yoga, yukto. Yukto means united. United in service. United by service. And yoga, and yoga means bhakti yoga. And in this chapter actually it is karma yoga. So one who is united through devotional service. What are his symptoms? Vishuddha Atma. Vishuddha Atma. Shri Prabhupada has translated purified soul. Purified from what? Bodily conception. Purified from bodily conception. Purified from the modes of material nature's influence. Vijita Atma, one who has conquered oneself. Vijita Atma, one who has conquered his self. So first sometime Vishuddha Atma, actually purified intelligence, is also translated sometimes purified intelligence, controlled mind. Second is controlled mind, Vijit Atma, and third is Jitendriya. One who has conquered the senses, the senses are under control. So these are the three symptoms of a person who is advanced in working for Supreme. These are three signs of advancement. Purified existence or intelligence, controlled mind and conquered senses. Then next line says, Sar Bhutatma Bhutatma. Srila Prabhupada has translated this phrase as He is compassionate to all living entities. He is compassionate to all living entities. Sarvbhutatma, bhutatma means sarvbhut, all the living entities. Towards all the living entities, he has merciful disposition or compassion. Kurvanapi, he is doing all activities. Kurvan means he is working, he is doing all the work. Nalipyate. Nalipyate means he is not entangled. Is it okay? So, translation, you can see. So, Prabhupada has written, in a translation, Prabhupada has paraphrased the whole translation like, one who works in devotion, who is pure soul, and who controls his mind and senses, is dear to everyone, and everyone is dear to him. Sir, bhutatma, bhutatma means he is dear to everyone, everyone is dear to him. So always working, such a man is never entangled. And then in proper Srila Prabhupada is giving an example. Branches and leaves and everything of tree are not different from tree. Branches and leaves of the tree are not different from tree. They are part of the tree. So all the living entities are part of the part and parcel of Krishna. We understand that. And therefore, since he is working for Krishna, so he is satisfying everybody. And then Prabhupada gives two examples which we all know. Watering the root, nourishes the whole tree. Putting the food in the stomach gives his strength to the whole body. So these are the two examples given by Srila Prabhupada. Is it okay? Then Prabhupada is writing a very interesting language. Vikas, can you read from Vikas? Vikas. Vikas, one who? Vikas, one who works in Krishna consciousness? Servant to all. He is very? Servant to all is very dear to everyone. What do you think? Yeah, today is microphone. So read in the microphone, that is good.
Because everyone is satisfied by his work, he is feeling consciousness. Because he is feeling consciousness, his mind is completely controlled. And because his mind is controlled, his senses are also controlled.
Because full stop. Because?
Because his mind is always fixed on Krishna, there is no chance of his being deviated from Krishna.
Nor is
there the chance that he will engage his senses in matters other than the service of the Lord.
He does not like to hear anything
except topics relating to Krishna.
He does not like to
eat anything which is not offered to Krishna.
He does not wish to go anywhere
if Krishna is not involved.
What do you think? Are we doing all this? Are we doing all this? You, instead of cutting, he put I and then you read the whole sentence and then you will be pure and you will be purified in your existence. What do you think? Can you paraphrase this in your own way? Because I am working in Krishna conscious, I am servant to all. I am very dear to everyone. And because everyone is satisfied by my work, I am pure in consciousness. Because I am pure in consciousness, my mind is completely controlled. And because my mind is controlled, my senses are also controlled. What do you think? How it looks like? So he Gita is spoken for us, it is not for someone. It is the way to say, but this, are you servant of everybody? At least, when we write to our own devotee, we write, your eternal servant. Your servant, we write. And we give him order, do for us this, I am your servant. Interesting. So this is very, this purpose is, you just apply yourself and then you see where we stand. This is a descending mercy. This is everything is descending from up. If you work for Krishna, then your action will be purified. And then your intelligence will be clear. Then your mind will be controlled. Then senses will be controlled. Then you can only go to the places where Krishna wants you to go. But you will only eat what Krishna prasad. This you put this as a parabra put in your onto your temple and walk in evidence that this is the way I should work. This is the way a Krishna conscious person should function. How do you put in practice, that's what how to put in practice the Gita. Then you put it like this. How is this Ankit? How is it? Put in your own language and meditate on this. This is what we are expected to be devotee of Krishna. Consciousness is what we are expected. And then in the last part, how everybody will see Arjun, now you think of Arjun. How everybody on the battle will think Arjuna is everybody's friend, he is killing everybody. And then Prabhupada, they explain it. That is superficially, he is killing the body. He knows their soul, they are eternal, they will get the new body. Interesting explanation. But for us, the devotee who is working in Krishna consciousness and he has a compassion, then three things has to be understood. In Mayavadi, generally, Sar Bhutatma, Bhutatma, they translated, his soul becomes everybody's soul. This is a misconception of Mayavadis. Sarva Bhutatma, Bhutatma, they say, my soul become everybody's soul. That is a mistake. That pure devotee becomes compassionate for all. Can somebody cite some example of a devotee having compassion for all? Vasudev Dattam Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sinda. Can you explain? Microphone. I think one young boy should be there to carry microphone around. Let me suffer in hell for eternally, for all. Very good.
Let them go to Vaikuntha.
So, then what Mahaprabhu said?
Mahaprabhu said to everything.
Why you suffer? Mahaprabhu said, there is nothing surprising for you because you are none other than Prahlad. So, another example is Prahlad Maharaj. Narasimha says, you come with me. Where could he? He said, no. How can I go alone? All these my rakshasa, nonsense, ignorant, if they are not delivered, I don't want to go. And in this purpose, Prabhupada has written, Christian says that if you come to Jesus Christ, then he will take your sins. But Vasudeva said, I am going to take sins of everybody. So he is more magnanimous soul than Christ. This is in this purpose Prabhupada is written like that. So, how Prabhupada has a compassion. Why did he go from Vrindavan to America? This is one golden advice but all the preachers of Krishna consciousness. Preaching, impetus for preaching should be compassion. If you are a preacher, you must have a compassion in your heart. If that is the impetus, then the result will be there. Preaching should be with the compassionate heart. So, okay, there's yet some commentary on this verse by Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. Let us see. There's microphone. Give to the Tushti. Tushti, one engage in.
Himself, that he actually does nothing at all.
because when speaking directly to him, my goalkeeper knows him in his eyes. He always knows that only when my human senses are engaged with their objects and that he is aloof from them.
Who is he? Soul. He is soul. Soul has nothing to do with all his activities. So he is in that transcendental consciousness. So in a divine consciousness. You know this one story? Gopis wanted to cross the Yamuna. Somebody knows this story? To serve his Durvasa. So, you know this story? Who knows? Who can tell? Sister, you can tell? Give microphone. There are five karta. The verse in 18th chapter of Bhagavad Gita, 19th verse is 14. There are five doers there. Any work, when it is performed, there are always five doers. So, these are five doers, Prabhupada has quoted here. What are the five doers? The first is the one, the doer, the work, the situation, the endeavor, and the pursuit. If you see the word, then you can have more clear understanding. 1814. Go to the 1814. Somebody got it? अधिष्ठानं तथा कर्ता करणं च कृषिक विधं विविधाश्च कृषिक चेष्टा दैवं चैवात्र पंचमं. ये सीरी वर्स अधिष्ठानं दिस बॉडी कर्ता द ओनर ऑफ द बॉडी करणं द सेंसेस Cheshta, endeavor. And fifth is Devam. And Prabhupada here translated Devam is Supreme Lord ultimately. These are the five karta of any work. Any work we perform, these are five doers. Okay? What I told you in the two lines, what Prabhupada is paraphrased here in these lines. In material consciousness, speed, my microphone, where is microphone? Premalina, read Premalina. In material consciousness, purport of the verse 8 and 9, in material consciousness, the senses are engaged in sense gratification. Got it? Read.
But in Krishna consciousness, the senses are engaged in satisfaction of Krishna senses. Therefore, the Krishna conscious person is always free, even though he appears to be engaged in affairs of the senses. Activities such as seeing and hearing are actions of the senses meant for receiving knowledge. Whereas moving, speaking, hearing, etc. are actions of the senses meant for moving.
So here, Prabhupada is giving the education that there are knowledge acquiring senses and there are working senses. So certain functions are of knowledge acquiring senses, eyes, ear, and certain functions are of working senses. That is different, but the two lines first. Krishna conscious person work with senses for Krishna's prayer, material consciousness work for the personal sense prayer. So senses for sense objects are for master or senses or for sense objects. That is the difference between the two. Verse 10. Then why they are working? So doing for whom? He, after all, why is working? So the answer is Brahmanyadhaya karmani sangam tyaktva karoti ya nityadena tapena padam patram imam vada. Padam patram, you know padam patram? This is on the board. Can you see on the board? Lotus leaf, the one which is down, not the flower. Patram means leaf. Patram, pushpam, phalam. This is patra and this is pushpa. Can you see patra and pushpa both here? So this is called padam patram. Or ivam ambasa, that means water. Like water never touches the lotus leaf. You have seen this? You have seen lotus leaf? Sanatani? Yes, you throw water, it just goes. Never stick there. Because it is all glassy. It is waxy. In our, if you have some pot which has oil, covering oil, you put outside and rain, no red water will stop there, just goes. You have that coating. So here they are working for Brahmana Adhaya Karmani. They are working for Supreme. Brahmana Adhaya. For the Supreme. They are working for Brahma. And how they are working for Supreme? Sangam Chaitva. They have no attachment. Without attachment. They are working without attachment. Therefore, they are not tinged with sins. Nalipyate. And then example is given. Padam Patram. Like the lotus leaf. Why they are working for the Supreme? And what is the, what Brahmani here means? Shri Prabhupada and Purport calls Brahmani means Chauhan, you read what the Brahmani means? Check microphone. Here Brahmani means
Krishna consciousness.
Here Brahmani means in Krishna consciousness. Means they are working in Krishna consciousness without attachment to the fruits of work. That's what the whole verse means. And what is in the purport next behind? There's a one technical world behind it. Read it. The material world is? You know Pradhan? What is Pradhan? Satakshi Pradhan? What is Pradhan? Total aggregate of material elements called Pradhan. There is another word before that. What is that? Mahat Tattva. These two words, you have heard two words, Mahat Tattva and Pradhan. Vrindavan Chandra ji, Mahat Tattva and Pradhan. So, how can we explain these two? Pradhan, but for this time, what is Pradhan? You have some idea about the Pradhan and Mahatattva? There is a verse in the 14th chapter. Mahad Brahm Garbham Dadami Aham. It's called Mahad Pradhan. That is the 14th chapter. You know, before a festival, you have all the things in godown. You know, all the paraphernalia, all the cooking things there in godown, they are not in use. That is Pradhan. But when you want, a festival is coming, you take out everything, you put them ready for function, that is Mahat Tattva. So when there is no creation, then everything is Pradhan, lying there. When there is a time of creation, everything is ready for creation, then it becomes Mahat Tattva. And that Mahat Tattva, by the vision of the Supreme Lord, get educated by the call. And three modes come into education, and then creation takes place. So here Pradhan word Prabhupada has used, so you must understand what is Pradhan. Pradhan is sum total of material. This is sum total of many vision of three modes of material nature, taken is called Pradhan. Sarvam hai tad Brahma, all this is called Brahma. तस्मात् एतत् ब्रह्म नाम रूपम् अन्नम् च जायते मम्मद this, you understand what it means? Why the material energy is called Brahma? Because it's coming from the Brahma, therefore it's come. Like, that's a very common word. Daiviye heshu gurmai mahamaya dhurtaya. You know this verse? Daiviye heshu gurmai. This material inner, why it is called Devi? Because it is mind. Anything which is coming from Krishna, there is Brahma. Therefore it is called Brahma. So activities are done for Supreme through the body, which body is also given by Prakriti, and Prakriti is also Brahma, because the cause of the Prakriti is Brahma. That's what Prabhupada says. Explaining. Is it clear? This is the proper, very clear. Can you go down in the proper and see one line? Even one's material body, microphone up. Can you see? Tulsi, can you find out Manjari? Even one's material body. On? Microphone on?
Even one material body, be it a gift of law for carrying out a particular type of action, can be engaged in Krishna consciousness.
So this body is a gift given by? Even my material body being a gift of the Lord. So Krishna has given this material body as a gift. Why he has given a gift? That we should use it for some purpose. And what is that purpose? To serve Krishna. Okay? In that consciousness if we work, there will not be entangled like the lotus leaf.
Water, it's not
wet. It is then beyond contamination by sinful reaction, exactly like a lotus leaf, though remaining in the water. Not wet. Okay, here's something I think on Brahmani Adhaya Karmani. Can you look at the script? Brahmani Adhaya Karmani. There is something here. We have read this verse, huh? This translation, okay? So, microphone goes to Satakshi. Read this verse.
One who knows perfectly well that everything belongs to Krishna, but he is the proprietor of everything, and that therefore everything is engaged in the service of the Lord, naturally has nothing to do with the result of his activity, whether virtuous or sinful.
This is the purpose of this verse. Okay. This exercise, what do you think? What is the difference between a person in Krishna consciousness and a person in material consciousness? Our flip chart. You don't have a paper? Arrange in the evening. This brainstorm we should do. What are the difference between a person in Krishna consciousness and a person in material consciousness? We have to do the little brainstorm. It says something. Everybody should say something. You said something. Prem Manjari ka varnan? Person working in Krishna Kavya does not get any reaction, while the person working in Manjari consciousness gain reaction to the work, good or bad. One, very good. Say just a minute. Conscious person is completely dependent upon Krishna, while the material conscious person depends upon his relatives, upon his money, upon his friends, something like that. Sanatri, what is the difference between the two?
Krishna conscious person is more happy.
Though he has nothing. The material person may have everything, but still he is unhappy. Very good. Tulsi Manjari. Yes. Very good. Material person satisfies his own senses. Krishna conscious person wants to satisfy Krishna's senses. Dakshi. Very good. There was a time, it was very cold. A person went to take bath in Ganga, in Haridwar. It was so cold that he went there, he touched the water and he said, it's too cold. He said, my gamcha snan, me snan, my gamcha snan, me snan. So he got his gamcha, coming back, and the other Brahma was going, how was the water? It was too cold, sir. Say, how did you do cake, Papa? Say, gamcha snan, me snan. He said, you snan, me snan, you snan. So, says, Sataki said, but he said, me snan, me snan. Interesting. Good?
I was reading.
I'm just making the light. Interesting, it is good to be cooperating with the devotee and accepting that you will be disabled. You are agreeing with it, that's good. Very good. You have to say to this, you have thought something? So one is working for self-interest, one is working for Krishna's interest. So Rupanava, what do you think? Difference between the two.
And then,
but the spiritual person seems strong, and the material person seems strong. So Krishna conscious person works on a soul consciousness, and material conscious person works on a body consciousness. Okay, very good. You have to see something, Vithala? Can you say something? No? Yes, Prabhu. Mr. The compassionate and the other one. In this world nowadays, there is a scarcity of compassion. Everybody is complicated, no compassion. Anyway, this is something we should do, Brahmastram. So this is what is written here from the purport of the next verse, Krishna conscious body consciousness. Where is microphone? Read this, Vira.
The difference between a person in Krishna consciousness and a person in bodily consciousness is that the former is attached to Krishna, but the latter is attached to the goal of those activities. The person who is attached to Krishna and works for him only is certainly a liberated person, and he has no anxiety over the results of his
work. So here you can see one upper picture shows the work for each person working for Krishna, and lower picture shows the person working for personal interest, greed, anger, Everything you can see. It's not Bhagavad Gita. Okay, let's read some other verse. This is our topic. Next we will do. But let us finish the few more verses. So why he is working? Chapter verse 11. He is working for purification. Why is working? He is working for so. Kaena manasa buddhaya kevalaya indriyaya vi yogina karuvanti sangam tyatva atma shuddhaye. Atma shuddhaye. For the sin healing of atma shuddhaye. For the purpose of purification of itself. So why he is working? For the spiritual consciousness, this person is working for his own purification. And he is working with what? Kayena, which is body. Manasa, with mind. Buddhaya, with intelligence. So he is working with body, mind and intelligence. Kevalai. Kevalai. This word kevalai has translated by our acharya as purified. And also with the indriya, with the senses. But this, he is working. He has no attachment. And it is working for purification. Read the translation, Sanatani.
The yogi abandons abandoning attachments either with the body, mind, intelligence, and even with the senses, only for the purpose of purification.
Only purpose of purification. So, the purified activities which are generally called, can you see in the purpose? Purified activities are called generally, which are called? Sat achar. Can you find? Course about Vaishnava Sadachar, you know? Vaishnava Sadachar means how our activities can be purified. So, purified activities are called Sadachar. Can be easily performed by every Krishna consciousness. Rupa Goswami said, Bhartanana. See, same thing. Karana Mansa Gira, with the words, with mind. Jivan Mukta Samuchyate. See the read it translation of Bhakti Rasa Sindhu. Sanatani? A person acting in Krishna consciousness, read that.
A person acting in Krishna consciousness over and other words in the service of Krishna with his body, mind, intelligence and words is a liberated person even within the material world, although he may be engaged in many so-called material activities.
He has no false ego.
He has no false ego, but he does not believe that he is this material body, or that he possesses the body. He knows that he is not this body, and that this body does not belong to him. He himself belongs to Krishna, and the body too belongs to Krishna.
Then, yes, this is very clear. Therefore, his activities are purified, working for Krishna. So he's working for his purification and all his work is sadachar. And he's not attached like same padam padam. He's jivan mukta. Huh? Liberated. Jivan mukta samuchyate. Next verse. Why he want to be purified? Because he will get long lasting peace. Huh? He will get everlasting peace. So if you are purified, then you will get peace. Verse 12.
Yukta param phalam tyatva shanti apano jinai shakti ayukta kama vayena phale sattva nivadhyate.
So there is a comparison. Those yukta karam phalam tyatva. Yukta means united with Krishna, working for Krishna. Yukta means working in Krishna consciousness. One way in the devotional service. Yukta means one who is connected with Krishna. His body, his soul, his activities, everything, one who is connected with Krishna, that's called Yukta. Karam phalam tyaktva. He has no attachment to the result of work. So what he will get? He will not get the result of the work, but he will get shanti, naishtiki. Naishtiki shanti. Naishtiki means long lasting. Naishtiki. Prabhupada translated naishtiki. Unflinching. That will last something which is not temporary or filtering. That is unflinching. But those on the other hand, ayukta, those who are not united with Krishna, they think they have their own body. They work for their own self. Kama karana, they are working for their own desires. Alaya asakto, they are attached in the result. Therefore, nivajyate. So there is a comparison of the two. Those who work for Krishna will get unflinching peace because they have no attachment. Those who are working for selfish desire and are attached, they are entangled. Who is greedy for the fruits of labor become entangled. There's one line. Can somebody read the therefore? In the purport, can somebody go to the therefore? Of peace and fearlessness. The platform of peace and fearlessness. Sakal Ashanta. Bhukti means those who are working for fruitive activities. Mukti, those who are working for merging into the Brahman. Bhukti Mukshiti, those who are working for mystic perfection. Sakal Ashanta, they are all having no peace, always anxiety. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Ateva Shanta. He has no desire separate from Krishna. Krishna Bhakta Nishkam Ateva Shanta. So Shanti belongs to those who have no desires except serving Krishna. Okay? Now these are the verses. In such consciousness, that person who has this consciousness, then he lives that soul at that stage of peace and fearlessness, how he lives in the body, in this life. That's the verse 30. Sarva karmani manasa sanyasya sate suttam vachi navadware pure dehi naiva kurvan nata. Sarva karmani manasa sanyas aste. He is doing all the activities with mind. giving it up, you know. When this microphone reads the translation. Of nine gates. In Bhagavatam there is a couple of chapters about this body as a city, as a not only city but as a Puranjan. Pur means city and Ranjan means one who is enjoying in the city. This is Puranjan allegories in many chapters in fourth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. Four means city, like Kanpur, Nagpur, four means city. Now Dwarapuri, and this city has nine gates. Eyes, ears, nostrils, mouth, seven right here and two, evacuation and these two gates for waste disposal. So these are nine gates of this city. And who is the owner of the city? Soul. And if that soul has this consciousness, then only he will be sukhi, he will be happy. Otherwise, he will always be miserable. Microphone should come to this side to Mukanda. You can find owing only to
forgetfulness of his superior nature, he identifies with the material world and therefore suffers.
So, what is superior nature? Forgetfulness of his superior nature. There is a soul. He is soul. So when he forgets that he is soul, he thinks he is body and therefore he suffers. So in other words, body is the place of suffering and soul is actually the blissful. His body is, but you said the good example of the day. The body has limited places for enjoyment and unlimited places for suffering. Rupa, Raghunath told, somebody remember that? Limited places for enjoyment. Mouth only one for eating. Only something limited, not everything. But whole body, if pain first, that's a pain all over. That's what the whole body is. Therefore one has to get out of the bodily consciousness. And soul is all blissful. It's all blissful. It's all anandamaya. So forgetting Hare Krishna. So, 1 minute Jesus. Again, as we are doing, you chant with me. Up to me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Okay. how you are feeling. When we change it only for a moment, how you feel? Peaceful. How you feel? Prema. Prema Lila? Connected to Krishna. How you feel? Dharmi? This is experiment I do many places in preaching. You know, those people who are very new, you just do this few and then you ask them this. 10 of them will tell peaceful, light, heaviness. Everybody will say like this, almost, and everybody will agree. So it means happiness is inside, it's not in anything outside. Happiness is within us, it is not outside. This happiness which you have experienced simply by chanting holy name, it is the happiness coming from the center of soul. The transcendental sound vibration, they are touching to the soul. And then there is the transcendental bliss. So people are looking for happiness in outside, in money, in other things. And there is no happiness outside, happiness is inside. In a moment you can get it. So this experimental learning is good for people when you preach. So these three verses we will finish in half an hour. So I think those we can do the Gayatri. Okay? It is time already for Gayatri. 5 minutes. I'm not to talk about that. Then the time comes.
Is Ishwar responsible for all the activities?
does body? Read the verse 15. He is not responsible.
Narate kachit papam na jaiva sukratyam vibho adhyane narutam jnanam tena muryan siyantavam.
Narate kachit papam is not responsible for anybody's sinful activities. Na jaiva sukratyam vibho, vibho, Supreme Lord, is not responsible for anybody's pious or impious activities. Is not responsible. Vibhu is not responsible. Then who is responsible? Agyanena avartam jnanam. His knowledge is covered by ignorance. It is ignorance which covers his knowledge. And that leads to muhyanti, that leads to illusion. And then he becomes jantava. Actually, jantava means actually animal. He comes to the animalistic platform. Animal never knows their soul. Does animal know their soul? So he comes to janta, you know, jiva jantu means animal. So he comes to that level, ignorance. Jantava, the living entity, he comes to that level actually, because of the ignorance only. It's not the Lord who is responsible. So this relationship of all these three, what is the interrelationship that we have to understand? What is the interrelationship? Microphone is little, give to the our Charan. Charan here. Well,
if the jiva is actually not the doer of activities, then from seeing jiva doing and enjoying everywhere in the universe created by the Supreme Lord, I think that the Lord has created the jiva doership and enjoying, forcing it upon the jiva. Therefore, injustice and cruelty must be present in the Lord.
These people say, What soul can do? What body can do? It's God who is doing everything. So he has, so this is Vishnu Archakavati Kavas. No,
that is not true at all. It does not mean jiva do activities, nor does he give the jiva the results of his activities. Rather, the nature of the jiva in the form of his beginningless ignorance alone produces this. That ignorance makes jiva assume the false state, identification as the doer.
It is the ignorance of the jiva. You reached to this verse? Last, give to the Tomer.
The Lord is the constant companion of the living entity as Paramatma or the super soul. And therefore he can understand the desires of the individual soul, as one can smell the flavor of a flower by being near it. Desire is a subtle form of conditioning for the living entity. The Lord fulfills his desire as it deserves. Man proposes and God disposes.
This is from our purport of this verse 15. This again you meditate on this purport. Desire is the subtle form of conditioning for living entity. And God, as a constant companion, as a Paramatma, he knows the desire as the analogy is given. You can smell the flavor of a flower just by going near to him. So you can smell the flavor of the flower. God can feel the desire of the living entity. Now ultimately the living entity Conditioning, which is desire. Okay, the last line of this proper, who will read? Dharmir? Will you read this? Who is putting the jivatma in illusion? The embodied soul.
Soul by eating. The memorial desire to acquire Krishna consciousness causes his own bewildered mind.
So he is bewildering himself because of ignorance only, avoiding Krishna. This Prabhupada's perversion on this verse, some other verse, give to the Shivanath.
That is not Krishna's responsibility. Your responsibility, just like a thief, is praying to God. My dear Lord, give me some opportunity. I can see that thing. Krishna first of all says, no, no, don't do it. But he insists. Then Krishna says, all right, do it. But as far as soon as you do it, you become entangled. Why are we in the will of Krishna? That is your entanglement. Krishna says, don't do this. Why are you doing that? Krishna is giving you percentage to see others' property. But you become entangled. That is not Krishna's responsibility. You are responsible.
So this is Paramatma's role. So we are going back to here. Jiva has the subtle desires. And Ishwar sanctions that. He is sanctioning authority. He sanctions, maybe reluctantly, but he sanctions. Because Jiva desires and Jiva has a minute influence. But as he sanctions, he is not responsible for any action which Jiva performs. Like government sanctions your license. But loss or profit is your responsibility, not government's responsibility. So when Jiva desires, Ishwar functions, and then he ordered Prakriti to give certain circumstances, certain senses, certain type of body to fulfill those desires. So this Prakriti then is atmosphere, body, senses and surrounding for the jiva. So this is the interaction of all these three. So ultimately, who is responsible for all actions? Jiva, because he desires. Because he desires, therefore he is responsible. One example is given. Say father can lift, say, 20 kilo up. But the son wants to pick 5, he cannot really lift it up. But since he endeavors for it, he desires, I want to lift it. And then not only he desires, he endeavors. And then merciful father sees that he's trying to do it. He cannot do it. So behind, father just support him, and then the thing is lifted. He don't see father behind. He think I have lifted. So he desired, he endeavored, and he falsely claimed that I have done this. Because of these three, Jiva is responsible. He desired, he endeavored, and he falsely claimed the action that I am doing. Therefore, he is responsible. So these three things rest in Jiva.
So now we said that the current body
thing Krishna tells to Arjuna, if you fight now because I am telling you, then I am responsible. But if you say I am not fighting, you go, you go. But then your nature will force you to fight again. And then you are responsible, not me. So when we forget that we have to work for Krishna, then our desires entangle us in the relations. When the devotee accepts Krishna consciousness, all his problems are solved. But this is general interaction, the interrelationship of all these three. Now it's verse 16. Yes.
The desire to come from the soul or from the
desire. It is soul which desires. That's what comes in one line. Subtle desire is the soul's condition. It's like when we give sometimes example like this. Father is driving car on a highway, and a young 5 year child is sitting in the car. And now child says, "Father, I want to drive." What will father do? Will he give him car on the highway for the child to drive? No, he will do accident. But his father and child is insisting, "I want to drive." What the father will do? So this I will give you. When some town comes to stop the car, go to the shop, get some quiet car and give to the child, you drive this, you drive your car, I'm driving my car. So when we desire that we should do like that to control things, then he gave us in this world some house, some family, some business, and then we should try to control it and work it. And we oftentimes fail. We are not able to run this. Many times when we have this experience and we turn back, we cannot do this. Now it is too, it's too much. Enough is enough. That's why, how the jiva is entangled in this world. Because he desired that I should do as God is doing, but he cannot do that. So this small independence given to him to be the Ishwar of his house, Ishwar of his shop, Ishwar of his factory, Ishwar of his country, and they are thinking they are doing this, and they will be always defeated. They will be defeated. This was the desire. The other example sometimes is given like in the beginning, how it happened that we came here. In the beginning we desire like this. The other example, God has made this all living entities for his enjoyment. And the Vedic version is like this. For his own enjoyment he made, he become one out of, one become many for his enjoyment. So, he said let us enjoy, and then when enjoyment is finished, he said let us go. And some said, no, it is very nice to be here. Then come. No. Like you take the children to the seaside, and then at the seaside children take their homes with the sand, and you say, come, no. No, we want to play. They do like color. They insist on playing there, even the parent wants to come. Or sometimes, in olden days, some devotees used to take the tours to the European countries in America. Somehow his son is a good name, so the visas were given to the many people to go to the America. So 5 people were going on a tour and 4 were coming only back. So 36 disappeared in America because they stayed actually. So they start these tours. So similarly, God comes to the RG, and then go back to God. No. Very nice to be here. Actually, this is very good. But please come. No. And then they disappear. So then when we are here, so we disobeyed. That's what. One is we are envious of him, why he is doing, why we are not doing. So he is giving us small world to control, and we are always failure. And then we want to enjoy separate from him. Therefore we are in this world. Verse 16. And then end of our morning class. Yes?
It has
activity of desire. desiring, and it is an activity in the spiritual world to do all the his own particular seva which he has to do originally. That is perverted, this activity is perverted for the enjoyment through body, when his original soul's activity is to serve, it is his spiritual body to be constituted of his, according to his constitution with Krishna, and his devotees there. Then it is yes to be active. So last verse of this section. Different between Anu and Vibhu Prabhupada is described in Prabhupada of the chapter, verse 15. Jnanena tu tad ajnanam yesham nasityamanam tesham adityavadhyam prakashyasitattvam. So second part of the verse says that like when sun rises, darkness disappears. Similarly, when you have a knowledge, then this ignorance disappears. So what is the cure for this entanglement of the jiva because of the desires? Knowledge. Whenever one is enlightened with knowledge by which reasons is described, then his knowledge reveals everything as the sun lights. Then Prabhupada in the Prabhupada speaks, he quotes 4th chapter, 3 verses. What is jnana? Sarvam jnana palve naiva. This boat of the jnana. Then he says, jnana agni sarva karmanam. By the knowledge, fire of knowledge, everything is burned, karma. Nahi jnana na sadasham, like jnana, that's nothing sublime. And then he is quoting from 7th chapter, 9th verse. Such jnana is not easy to obtain. Bhavunam japanam unto jnana. Vasudeva Saramati. When they reach to death, then it is like sun is rising, and then darkness disappears. How this real knowledge can be acquired? Next page of the purport you see. However weak can find, however, he can know everything well if he cares to take shelter of. Can you find? Where's microphone? Microphone, Radha. Get microphone. However, in the proper, can you find?
However, he can know.
He can know everything well.
Everything well if he cares to take shelter of the perfect bona fide Krishna consciousness.
Then?
One can know God and one's relationship with God only when one actually meets a representative of God. A representative of God never claims that he is God. Also, he
pays
all the respect or he
never pays God
because he has knowledge of God. One has to learn the distinction between God and the living.
Okay. So you understand how this knowledge by which we will come out of the ignorance by the spiritual master. Then the qualification of the spiritual master, he never claims that he is God. So he is given all the respects of God. Every day we are singing in Mangala Arati, what words can somebody repeat? Saksha. All the scripture says, Saksha Samasa. Sakshat Hari Tuena. See, he is like Sakshat Hari, spiritual master. But what is the next line? Kintu. Kintu means but. But means whatever said in the first line, it should be only seen in the light of the next line. It, generally speaking, what means whatever said first is not right. The second is like, actually speaking, it's like that. He is as good as God. Why? Because he is very dear to God. Because he is very dear to God. In what God, Guru is equal to God? In what respect Guru is equal to God?
Okay. Compassion.
Compassion, very good. hands? No. And lift him over the? And lift him over the? No. He is equal to God in bestowing mercy. Therefore, it's called His divine grace. Therefore, in Hindi we translate Krishna Kripa Murti. He is the personification of mercy of Supreme Lord. In that He is equal to God, even more than God. That's actually God. Guru is equal to God in this respect. Not the other respect of the creation or some other thing. No. This is God. Guru is equal to God in bestowing mercy of Krishna. He brings the mercy to Krishna. In some other place he said, it is not His own mercy. Like cloud don't have His own water. He gets water from the sea. But then He distributes the water. You know, sea water, if you take, you cannot do any cultivation. But when clouds give you that same water, all the benefits you will get. So Krishna's mercy, Guru take as a cloud and then He shower the mercy, and those who are fertile fields, they will grow all the Krishna praying peoples. That's what actually Guru is equal to. Here we end this section and we will finish this chapter in the evening section, which will start by 2:15. Okay? Hare Krishna. So Sanatana, you should ask, it must close by 4. Huh? End by 4. Yeah. Sure, I'll give you another class at 5:15 something in Balaram Hall. To show some yoga. 15 chapters.